Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you into the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Let me tell you what we got going on tonight. Ben Garrett and Harry Harrison. Do we need to say anything else?
No.
No. I mean, it's football, more football, and more football here through January.
And we've got your text messages coming up at 426-1093. I'll quickly tell you about First South Farm Credit. They finance structures of all types and have all types of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, if you go to purchase land for recreational use or investing in the future, First South Farm Credit can help. Go check them out at firstsouthfarmcredit.com. All right, so we are 1 week closer to it. As we just mentioned, football is here, so let's go on, bust in Yancey's Five Things, Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day, let's start with the positives. I believe Ole Miss's offensive skilled players will be even better as a whole than they were last season. I also believe the defensive line is going to be much better than many anticipated with the graduation losses of Avi Nolan and the Piggies. The word dominant has been used a lot during fall ball with the defensive line group. Thought number two, on the offensive side of the ball, I hear Wake Forest sophomore transfer Deuce Alexander and returning wide receiver Isaiah Hartrup will be two sleepers to keep an eye on. Both came in with little fanfare for fall camp, but both are quietly earning a role in this Ole Miss offense. Third thought of the day, on the defensive side of the ball, junior safety Antonio Kite, now cornerback, and Nebraska defensive transfer Princewell have stolen the show for the newcomers. Both players carry the label as high-ceiling players that never had reached their potentials before coming to Ole Miss, but the light has seemed to come on for both. Thought number four, every roster has its warts, and Ole Miss isn't any different. It's how many warts do you have, and how well can your staff hide them? Right now, the biggest wart seems to be for Ole Miss's lack of length at safety. Players like Caleb Odom during Saturday's scrimmage exposed this weakness with the tall slots going against the shorter safeties. It's a simple law of physics. Getting Jalen Bratson, MJ Preston, Dante Core, and TJ Banks back in the lineup will be huge. But how long will Banks be out, and how long will it take him to get ready? Jalen Bratson hasn't been participating in full contact contact practices until today. Getting Banks and Bratson healthy will be vital for this position group's overall success this season. And the last thought of the day, on the offensive side of the ball, I'm not ready to label the offensive line group as a wart, but I don't see much star power, although I do think they have some really solid players. It's just a lack of quality, developed depth that worries me right now. It could be a fight against time to get some of these players ready for the SEC wars. Again, it's not panic time, but they need to keep as few injuries as possible for them to be successful, especially for the names of Jaden Williams and Patrick Kutas, who have missed some time during this fall camp.
We'll also get your injury report, those text messages. We'll have Ole Miss and SEC news, good, bad, and ugly, and some recruiting along the way. Yeah. Did I run too fast? Looked like you had something you were trying to say before
we jumped in. No, I'm cool. I'm waiting on Ben and Harry. We can ask Ben one question and he'll take the whole segment.
That's right.
I love it. I love him. He's my boy.
Yeah, Chucky, I think overall right now, besides, every roster has got problems. There's no such thing. Ohio State's offensive line absolutely stunk until about the week going into the playoffs. Remember, they even got shut down against Michigan. So that's not alarming. I'm hearing some fans saying, I think 7-5 and 6-6 now, realistic. Don't give us the Kool-Aid.
That's a text message already.
Yeah.
Like I'm hearing a lot of 6-6 throughout the last show that was just on. Or feeling it from you as well.
What is Lane Kiffin's worst record as a head coach?
Here it's 8-4.
8-4 at
FAU. I mean, the first year was 5-5.
5-5 during the COVID and all that kind of crazy stuff. But point being is that 8-4 would be a surprise to me. I still think it's a 9-3, 10-10, 10-2 type team. A lot of it's going to be on Simmons' shoulders and the development from him. He had some turnovers there in the scrimmage Saturday, but that's to be expected. And they got a couple games to get the wrinkles ironed out before they start SEC play at Kentucky.
Here's the thing that I think, right? I mean, you have a new quarterback, all that defensive front line, everything that was first in this and first in that is gone. There are some. What do we have?
Yeah.
What will play? We got time to work through that.
But he set the standard.
That's right.
Lane has of double-digit wins. And this is a pretty expensive roster now. The NIL, they paid a lot of money for this roster. So I think we should expect more. And I know Lane expects more. And I'm not saying if they don't win 10 games, double-digit games, that we should jump on the coach and fire the – I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying – we should have higher expectations at 8-4.
I agree.
Ben Garrett is next. Stay with us.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw our real estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, thanks for joining us. It's a Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, and Ben Garrett's on the phones. My man, how are you?
I'm good, friends. How are y'all?
Doing great, brother. You know, Saturday we were all, every media member was left calling a source here and a source there and a source here and piecing together tidbits here and there about the scrimmage. What was your main takes of from some of your sources, Ben?
Well, the main thing is it just wasn't a good day for Austin Simmons in the offense. I mean, Trinidad Chambliss did some good things, had some nice throws, but a lot of turnovers, some critical errors, as Lane Kiffin described it today at his Monday press conference. And I think that's the biggest takeaway. I mean, there are going to be some bumps along the road in the journey that is Austin Simmons starting for the first time in his career at Ole Miss, right? I mean, I think a lot of people are wanting to put some carts before horses. He's going to have his ups and downs. And Saturday was probably one part of those peaks and valleys. But, again, optimism is still strong out there. I mean, you see it too, Chuck. I mean, it's a team that has a lot of high-quality players. And I think defensively they're maybe even further along than they anticipated, replacing so much. But that also speaks to how talented their eight-man rotation in the defensive line is, despite losing everything they lost, including a first-rounder with Walter Nolan. So, I think the biggest takeaway is offense wasn't a great day, but you get back out on for the third, you know, full week of fall camp this week, and still plenty of time to get ready for Georgia State. But people got to remember, this is a first-year starter, and there are going to be times, because you got a little spoiled with Jackson Dart. But here there are going to be times where you go, what in the heck was he doing? But that's part of the growing pains.
Ben, staying on offense for a minute, I did hear that they were pretty pleased somewhat with the run game, that Damian Taylor had some good runs, and so did Kiwan Lacy, that the line blocked pretty good in the run game.
Yeah, the running game is exactly the strength that we thought it was going to be after they rehauled it in the offseason. I mean, last year, everybody knows the struggles, and in the preseason, you know, there wasn't a lot of concern, but yeah, they're talking in different ways about this group. I mean, you heard it today when Lane spoke of Kiwan Lacy being either electric or dynamic. I can't remember the exact adjective he used, but what he's talking about is a player that can take the top off, who can break long runs, who can do just so much for you in space, but they also have got some depth of options. Logan Diggs is a tenured player in college football, been at Notre Dame, LSU, now at Ole Miss, and he's healthy. Shaquai Mills-Knight has no idea what he's doing, but once he does, man, he's going to figure in. I mean, you ask anybody out there, they'll tell you the same thing. Swimming again because he doesn't know much about but what he's dived into here. He's been thrown in the deep end, but the natural talent is insane, and he's really big. Probably the biggest. No, he's not probably. He's the biggest back of all of them on that roster. So, the running game, I think, is in a good place. And I think that's really important to note, too, Chuck, because and I think all y'all would agree with this. Austin Simmons is going to need a better running game than Jackson Dart got last year. Jackson Dart can make up for a lot of things, including his legs. Austin Simmons is not the runner that Jackson Dart is. Trinidad Chambliss will have a running component in this offense, some type of package or packages built out for him. But Austin Simmons, he's not going to be able, when things break down, to run it like Jackson Dart did or to even, you know, outrun anybody. But one thing that Jackson Dart didn't have last year was a competent running game, and I think they're going to be more than competent this year. I think they could sneakily end up in the top half as far as production of the SEC because they have so much upside and a good solid floor when you got a guy like Logan Diggs or even Dominic Thomas as your, you know, fourth option.
I think Damian Taylor is up there too.
100%. I mean, it's a 1,000-yard rusher last year at Troy, and he's already mixing in. I mean, at worst, if you ask me the top three running backs right now, by what we've seen, and we haven't gotten to see a lot, but Kewon Lacy, Logan Diggs, and Damian Taylor, those are the three that are getting the most run as far as regular team snaps when we get to see them and all that kind of stuff, because depth charts don't exist. I mean, we're not even talking about depth charts, but the guys that are getting the reps when the number one offense and the number one defense go out there, the three running backs that get the most are those. So, yeah, I think Damian Taylor can be a really big piece to everything they try to do. And, honestly, somebody asked me on the board whether I thought, like, who was going to lead Ole Miss in rushing touchdowns. I could see Damian Taylor being that. And you saw a lot of that today in team when they were doing some goal line stuff, and he even got a halfback direct snap to him, but got stuffed at the goal line because the defensive line has been really, really good. So, yeah, you're absolutely right to bring him up because, man, he's super talented. He's a humble kid, a great kid, man, and he's hungry to go out there and show it at the highest level because Troy was a learning experience for him, but it turned him into the man he is today, and I think he could really be something for Ole Miss next year.
So with that, as you guys are talking about running backs, a texter wants to know who you consider to be the speed running back if you have one.
Kewon Lacy. That's Kewon Lacy. Because, again, Scott Mills Knight, that's a 6'4 guy that it's a freak athletically, but he is more of a punisher. You know, I think Logan Diggs, whether he wants to be or not, because of the injury history, he's been slowed a little bit. He's not the same, didn't have the same burst as he might have used to, but even then he was more of a between the tackles kind of punishing type of a runner. Damian Taylor has real breakaway speed and real breakaway ability. I mean, I think he has the best potential of all these guys to be the most well-rounded and productive back. But if you're talking about just the speed guy, well, it's easy to point to Kewon Lacy, but he's so much more than that. And I think, honestly, he's going to be a top three option just for the entire offense if he continues at this trajectory, because they want the ball in his hands not just as a runner, but in the passing game as well. Now, the one thing that's holding him back, as with most all of them, is pass pro. And I don't know who that person is. That's what the value of real value comes from Dominic Thomas, man, because he can actually pass block. Other than that, though, and the
surely Diggs can.
He's a good player. Who can?
Diggs, surely Logan can. I mean, my goodness.
Sure, you think so. You think so. But, I mean, he hadn't done it in over a year, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, and he's coming off a major, major injury, and we haven't seen him healthy. And I don't even think he really did much of any pass pro work last year because he was just in the rehab room. So I think it's something where you don't want to throw that burden necessarily on him. But for Kewon, the rest is there, man. And I think as far as speed goes, like the texter asked about, he's no doubt that kind of guy for them.
All right, so what about the safeties, Ben? It looks like to me they've got 7 or 8 guys back there that are all pretty good football players, but no star power back there. Who's going to surface out of that group?
That's a great question. I think two things are absolutely consistent. Kapina Gushin is going to be the star, and Sage Ryan is going to be the strong safety. Everything else, completely up in the air. Because Nick Cole was dominating first-team reps at free safety since the spring and on into the first 2 weeks of fall camp. And then today, they were trying some new guys out there. They were getting a look at other players, a good cornerback, for example. Dante Core, a true freshman, was getting a real look at corner. I mean, again, there's no depth chart. We don't know if it's the first team, but with the rest of what we perceive to be the first team unit, like Santarian Perkins is out there, Xavier Harris is out there, TJ Dottery is out there. With that group at cornerback was Dante Core, and apparently had a really, really good scrimmage, you know, and I think that's a big piece too, because what that could also do is allow some of these guys that, yeah, they're trying at corner because they don't have the numbers there to move to safety if they're productive enough, right? I don't think any of us predicted Antonio Kite to be the corner of Pima. Right? We didn't even know he's going to be at corner. So for him to be a good corner, that allows Jalen Braxton to get some run at free safety potentially. Any number of different type of moves they're trying to make, including Dante Core, because nothing is settled at the other two spots. But there are some candidates. As far as star power, Jalen Braxton needs to be a starting safety for this team. That's where he's working. He was a freshman All-American in Arkansas in 2023 as a cornerback. Ole Miss has him as a safety. He's coming off of a major injury. Let's be honest. I mean, he was one of the highest paid NIL guys in the offseason. He came in here to do a job. And I think he has absolute NFL star potential. I think he's a guy that could be a next-level player. I don't want to compare him to Trey Amos, but it's a very similar profile. Trey Amos became Trey Amos for Ole Miss last year. Jalen Braxton needs to have that kind of an impact for a myriad reasons. But the thing is, he's just now getting worked back into the mix because he's been hurt the entire time. So I think that's where the star power could come from. But elsewhere, it could be Dante Core. It could be Ladarian Clardy, who's running number two.
T.J. Banks.
T.J. Banks could be – like T.J. Banks was actually doing some walkthrough stuff, which is a great sign to see, you know, a great sight to see, because he was just walking around the field and at one point earlier in camp was on crutches. So I think there are some emerging guys that could really step up and do some star power turns for Ole Miss. But right now that's probably the biggest area we're watching as far as the Ole Miss defense.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Always.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Ben Garrett with us tonight and a part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. The Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, a proven track record helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you're nearing or already retired, please give the Farese Group a call, 601-607-4141 for a free consultation.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we'll get back into the discussion with Harry Harrison, too, with some more of those questions and things. But we've got text messages now Cannon Cleary McGraw. Then we'll do some injuries with Mississippi Sports Medicine. And so let's continue quickly. We kind of touched on, you know, the texter who said, I'm hearing a lot of 6-6 type discussion.
From who?
Well, just...
That's silly.
I mean, you know.
Right.
Some are half full, some are half empty.
So, you know, and I message back. I'm more in that 8-4, 9-3 category, especially since we've got so many home games. But I'm leaning 9-3.
That's what I've got. I've got 9-3.
Good for y'all.
What do you have?
I've got double digits, baby. This is the sixth year of his program. It's established. He's won double digits the last 2 years. There's no need in going backwards. I just don't think he's going to go backwards.
Well, I don't think we're going to go backwards. If you got
I think he's got
a
great staff. I think we're going to have a hell of a defense. I think the offense is going to be pretty good before all said and done. I don't understand one scrimmage where they said, well, the offensive line looked bad. Oh, hell, we're 6-6.
Yeah.
You know, come on,
well,
man.
I think also misses that how it's good the defensive line.
$20 million roster. We didn't buy chumps.
Nah, I get that.
We bought good football players.
In the SEC, how many $20 million rosters
all
are?
All of them. But we can compete.
Who's returning
punts?
We're not
doing 20 and somebody else is doing 50.
Sure.
Who's returning punts and kickoffs this year?
Isaiah Hartrip is returning some kicks. So is Harrison Wallace, the third from Penn State. Those are the only two I've seen. We hadn't gotten to see much special teams, but those guys look like good return guys.
Text messages are brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. The last... comes from a longtime texter, apparently, and he wants to know, Yancey, on day one of I guess it's the four. Is there a four-man coming up?
Four-man.
How much sand do you have in your pocket?
That's always for the losers. We're going to grind every shot as hard as we can.
Oh,
I can promise
God.
You that. I can promise you that.
That ball be dropping out of that pocket when he hits it in the lake.
Is that not the greatest song I've ever heard?
It's really good.
It really was.
to the tune of Sweet Caroline.
I'm a cheater.
Yeah. I don't know what they're saying about you other than apparently you sandbag a little bit on day one.
Hayden just gets his feelings hurt.
He'll be in the fourth.
We were like in the seventh flight last year. We were so embarrassed we didn't even show up for the banquet that night.
He'll be in the sixth flight.
We'll try to get in as high as we can. Yeah. I got me a good ringer coming in this year, so we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Let's go with the Rebel Injury Report brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Now they're all over the state of Mississippi. Here's the number, 662-513-2000, to make an appointment. What do we have?
Well, you know, I think Lane has done another good job, the same as he did last year, of limiting full contact. And I like that. I like that kind of NFL type of strategy, because you don't get to this level, especially with the pedigree most of these kids have, if you're afraid of contact or don't know how to make. So he's keeping them healthy, and so far there's really nothing serious out there. That's the good thing. I mean, there's some bumps and bruises. Caden Lee, he's fine. Jaden Williams, he's got a little ankle, Achilles little issue, but he's going to be fine. Deshaun Womack is in black, but he's running around like he, you know, he isn't. Patrick Kudus was out of the black jersey today for the first time, played first-team right guard. T.J. Banks is coming back from that gunshot wound.
That's the big one to
me. I think he's going
to
be fine. Yeah, he's a big time. And Hartrip, who had a great Saturday in the scrimmage, was in black today, but he was running all his routes and everything. It can't be much. I mean – So, and that's about it. I mean, I think they're really healthy going into the season if nothing crazy goes on from between now and the first game.
You said with Jaden, a little Achilles, and that made me kind of do a little breath right there. Is it?
Well, I'm not sure that that's correct. But
okay.
The speculation is ankle, maybe mixed in with a little Achilles.
He's big. They've got to keep him healthy this year.
No question about it. I mean, he's a key. He's the blindside tackle
and the most athletic lineman,
exactly
by far.
Exactly, and I think they found out last Saturday when Jaden didn't play that how important he was.
Yeah, I heard Princewell had a field day out there.
Yeah.
Field day. Speaking of, I hear Princewell is better than advertised. I mean, that was one of my five thoughts. I hear he's got a chance to be even better than his older brother.
That's good. That's good news.
That would be really good.
Good news.
That would be really good.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
But he's certainly got the frame. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to tell you who's looking like a monster is Cam Franklin. God, dog, he's big and he's strong and he's all out. He's doing a great job. I think it's going to be hard to keep him off the field.
I mean, unless Womack is hurt, which he's kind of been in and out, I mean, they need that fourth defensive tackle. I just see him as a DT in the NFL.
I don't know. I think Andrew Maddox is coming around. They've got him listed at 280, but his daddy told me today he's 295. And
they've been really high on him.
Yeah, he's an unusual true freshman.
Franklin will be like Ivy was.
Yeah, I think so.
In and out.
I gave you the phone number of 513-2000. The new website is MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Back with Harry. I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Ole Miss fans, football is back. And there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State. I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, it's pretty much all football today, though, as we are another week closer to it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've served us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. This part of the show is reserved for the All-American. Hello, Harry.
What's going on, my man? Nice to talk to you.
You too, my friend. But you know the first question we got. What's going on with the safeties?
Well, what you got is three guys who have played a lot. I say Nick Cole, who signed with us as a freshman, has not played a lot of snaps. But with the other safeties, with the safety from LSU, which is Sage Ryan, and then the safety from Washington State, who is Kapina Gushikin. Mm-hmm. Say that really
good luck
quick.
Saying
from
that.
Hawaii. They've got a lot of snaps under their belt, Chuck. They don't have the size and length I would like to see back there, but that's not what I do. I don't coach back there, and I'm sure they're waiting for a couple of guys to get off the injured reserve list and get back out there. And of course, one being TJ Banks, and then the other one being Jalen Braxton, who transferred in from Arkansas. So I think those guys will give them a little more length, probably a little more speed, a little more breakaway speed that could cover more territory. And I think they're hoping they're going to be back sooner than later. But you do have some guys with a lot of snaps under the belt, and that's a good thing.
So when you saw them Saturday, did you feel like they kind of did what they were supposed to do and make a few plays?
They were in position to make plays, but when you match up with our two tight ends, which are both 6'5", it's a mismatch, okay? Yeah. You can't put it any other way. Even if they're covered, it's still a mismatch. So a lot of balls were thrown to Caleb Odom, number four. He transferred in here, tried to play wide receiver last spring. I really think he's in his place to be now. Will he ever have his hand on the ground? Probably not. He'll be an H back. He'll be a split out, not wide, but he'll be flexed off the end of the tackles, and he'll run a lot of routes, and he'll be matched up against linebackers and safeties, which is a mismatch for him and Odom, and of course DeAndre Wright too. You know, number eight, Daquan Wright. Excuse me. They're just mismatches. Daquan's 250 and can run, and Odom's not that big, but he's rangy. He's got long arms, and he's a good 6'5". So they're mismatches for safeties and especially linebackers, and that's going to be a big go to either one of those guys. And there'll probably be a couple times where there'll be both those guys in there. So you got some options there that I think you would really like to have if you go up against corners or shutting down our outside receivers.
Harry, talk about a little bit with T.J. Banks, with your experience back there and your collegiate days. Banks went through spring. He was here last year as well. He's kind of flipped back and forth between safety and cornerback. He came back to practice today in black jersey, so he's not full participating in practice yet. But how long will it take him to get up to speed once he does return?
Well, yes, you know, back in the day, we would come to one semester of and work out, and it wasn't any. There was pass offense and defense in those days. It wasn't called 707, but these guys have been running 707 since spring ended. They've been doing this since the end of May. So, and I don't know how much time they get to meet with coaches. Used to, we couldn't do that, but I think in this day and time, with the new rules, they actually can meet with coaches. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not watching film, you know, from spring practice. But they tried T.J. Banks at corner last year, and he was ultra-competitive. I think they thought he was the first or second-best guy that they signed out of that class. And he was a true freshman. Got to play a little corner, but, you know, if you're going to have cover skills, then corner's a great place to start. And he really didn't look like a freshman. He looked like an upperclassman because he's 6'1" at about 195, so he had the strength to hang with those guys, and did a good job. And I don't know which safety position he would play, but my guess is he's going to play the one where he could be covering a lot of slot receivers. And John Saunders type, except mm-hmm. I think he'll be a better fit there just because he played safety. He knows about man coverage. He obviously can run with those guys. So I think that the fact that he played some corner last year will do nothing but help him this year as far as that safety position, if that's the one. And, of course, with motion, a lot of times that changes. But I think that's probably the position he'd be playing. You'd be lined up on a lot of slot corners.
Yeah, not only that, too.
Slot receivers.
Not only that, too, where they line him up like they did John Saunders last year, he's important in run support. And TJ's big enough to do run support.
That's correct, and no doubt about it. He's, like you say, he's 6'1", 195, might be 200, and that's what you got to have when those guys are coming at you in sweeps. And he's quick enough to handle those scat backs, and he's big enough to bring down the 220-pound running back. So I think he's a real key, and I'm sure they're excited about hopefully getting him back in the next couple of weeks.
So
that's strictly a guess on my part. I have no idea about the health, you know, deal, but I'm sure they would love to have him back out there in the next couple of weeks.
You know, continuing there with the cornerbacks, what are you seeing from Graves this year? You know, his first year when he transferred from Miami was really coming on at the end of the year, and then last year he kind of disappeared, and now he's surfacing again. What has he done to surface again?
I think he's had a good camp, Yancey. If I was going to start secondary, if I was going to pick two guys, I would say Graves would be one and Kite would be two. That's 32 and 33. And they're Antonio Kite, who transferred in here from Auburn, has really had a good camp. He's going to be probably the shutdown corner on the short side of the field, and Graves will probably be out wide. Graves did get beat on a slant and go by Hartrup, who's had Isaiah Hartrup, who's really had a good camp. You know, kind of got lost in the shuffle last year, but that's the only big play I saw him give up on Saturday. He really did a good job of covering receivers. Some of those guys didn't catch a ball, you know. So a lot of tosses being to the tight ends because they were mismatches. And, of course, if Simmons scrambled, which he had to do several times, he's always looking for number 19, Caden Lee, and that that's going to be a matchup. You're going to see a lot of that. Caden tends to get open for him, and and Simmons seems to find him.
Harry, what about we know T.J. Dottery's going to be one linebacker, and he's probably going to be backed up by Tyler Banks, who won the Chucky Mullins Award, and we're in 38. But yes, the other linebackers kind of got me not worried or anything. I just don't know anything about it. Is Taj Chambers?
I think Taj Chambers, if they were going to start this Saturday, I think he'd be the starter, Chuck. I mean, he's up now to 6'2 and about 230. Maybe a little heavier than that. I think he's always gained 15 pounds from last year. But they really like him. He can run. Obviously, he's the weak side backer, so he needs to be able to run. Is he poo-paw yet? No, he's not. But I think he's going to be a really good college linebacker. But there's some other options in there, too, as we know. And you got those options. And, of course, you're going to see some. Centarian Perkins, number four, is going to be in the box occasionally. And my guess there would be probably blitzing up the middle. They're going to bring him in those kind of situations. So a lot of different combinations. We could go through all the different guys. Andrew Jones, of course, came in here from Grambling. And then you got number 30, who is Jaden Yates from Marshall. Both guys can play. I just personally, what I've seen, I think Taj Chambers is a head and shoulders better than those two guys. I think he's caught on to the system that Pete has in place, and I think he'd be the starter come night day one.
You know, last week I saw that they were trying Raymond Collins, the JUCO guy.
Yep.
That Adam we Jones. Got 2 years ago. Or, I mean, it didn't really make much noise last year as backing up Taj, and I was wondering if that might have stuck or not.
I think possibly he would also back up Dottery. I mean, you know, if you look at that setup, Dottery's going to be the strong side backer, or the Mike backer, yeah, and the weak side is going to be, of course, Taj Chambers. But I really think Collins would be the backup for Dottery. I think he's got the build and the size to be that middle backer. You know, and, of course, I'm sure Pete's trying to work all those guys at the different positions in case there's some injuries. Fortunately, there's not been any injuries there. You know, the secondary is the only place we've really had any injuries. You know, Ricky Fletcher obviously came in from South Alabama. I think he's had a really good camp.
I like him.
Got some length at 6'3". You know, too bad he's not a safety, but really gives you, you know, could be a starter on the corner before it's all said and done. But the front seven Saturday they had a good day. And of course, you can tag that offensive line. It's still a work in progress, trying to get everybody together on that. As you know, you got to have five guys always in step, and you're missing potentially the right guard who could be the starter and the right tackle also, which is Jaden Williams and Kutas, who transferred in from Arkansas, both banged up and didn't play Saturday. But I think when you get those guys back in the lineup, that's going to look a lot better, and I expect that to look like much better come this Saturday when they scrimmage again.
Yeah, that's 40% of your line right there. I mean, you know, that's pretty big.
Yes, it is.
How did you look watch much of Bryson Sanders at center? Because I heard he got knocked around a little bit by Xavion Harris, but I think Xavion's going to knock around a lot of centers.
Xavion stayed in the backfield on passing situations. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to block. But, you know, at 6'7 and 320 or 30, whatever he is, let's just put it this way. He's a full-grown man, that's for sure. And he's going to be in a lot of backfields, Chuck, just like you said, this fall. And, yeah, he gave us a lot of problems trying to pass block him. And, of course, you know, had made Austin Simmons having a flush quite a bit. That's when he's looking for Caden Lee or a tight end. But, yeah, he had a good day. I would say he's probably the leader in the clubhouse and those for the defensive front, because the other guys are young, you know, anywhere from Jam Brown and of course, number 52 is obviously big time. Will Eccles down the road, and those two guys are really, really good. Now, you know, the question is who's going to be the fourth guy? And a lot of times they would slide – Cam Franklin down. He looks the part. He's full 6'5 and about 290 pounds. So a lot of times they'd slide him down that tackle position. And I wouldn't be surprised on goal line. He's not in that group too. So he might be the fourth guy. It could be Andrew Maddox, who's a true freshman, really looks the part. Came in January. He's probably 295, 300 now as a true freshman. Obviously, his father was a great player in college, and he's got a bright future too. So we'll see how that shakes out. But I really think Cam Franklin will probably can play the strong side in, and probably as a defensive tackle also.
Bryson ought to be ready for anybody if he's having to deal with Xavion every day. I mean, I don't think there'd be many tackles in the league better than Xavion. I really don't either,
Chuck. And this is his money year. I mean, if he has aspirations of getting to the next level, to the NFL, then this is his year. And I think he recognizes that. I think he's in the best shape he's ever been in. He is definitely the leader of that group. And he's just a warrior. I mean, everybody's going to have a trouble blocking him. I may have to double team him, but Kudus could be, I feel sure he's the backup center. I mean, if things don't go like we think it with Bryson Sanders, Kudus could be the center. And I've actually seen them both ways. I've actually seen Kudus at center and Bryson at right guard. So, mm-hmm. I'm sure they're trying all those combinations. You got a bunch of new faces. The good news is that the starting tackles have played for the Rebels, and that's Diego Pounds and Jay Williams. Those guys have gotten a lot of snaps under the belt playing for Ole Miss, and that's a great start right there. Now you got to get those inside guys. It's going to take four or five of those guys rotating and see who's the best one or two in there. But we got some good-looking guys in there. Therese Davis, who transferred in from Maryland, has played right guard Saturday. Had a good day. At times got beat, But I tell you, Chuck, when our offensive line goes against this defensive front all the time, not a lot of fall. Not going to be a lot of fall off from last year to this year. I don't know that we've got the first round pick up there unless it's Xavion, but. I don't think you're going to see a lot of fall off of this group.
Harry, what do you want to see from here on out during fall practices before the first game starts? What are you most curious about?
Well, I've been asked about running backs, Yancey, and I like the room. I like what I see. When you got a scrimmage and it's a two-hand touch, as far as no tackling running backs, it's kind of hard to tell if you're going to break a tackle because these officials are stopping the play where they get, run into a crowd or get two-hand. The only one I saw going live was the young man who's the freshman, Zakai Mills Knight. He was playing with a third group, and it was a third group offensive line and a third group of defensive guys. So keep that in mind when I'm telling you this. But he really had a good day. Didn't break 80-yard runs, but was just a man running through there with 6'3 and 220, and got another gear. I mean, I saw him hit a gear that I didn't know he had. So I'm excited about him. Will he get a lot of action early? I don't know that. I don't know if he's solid with his playbook. I don't know if he's got to be able to pass block in our system. So I don't know how good he is at that. So I'm looking forward to see what those guys Saturday. Saturday you got to see, of course, number 5, Kwon Lacy, and 22, Logan Diggs, and then also number 12, Damian Taylor, who transferred in from Troy. That's the ones we saw the most of with the first and second group. And I tell you who really had a good day quarterback-wise was Trinidad Chambliss. He had a good day with the second group, threw several touchdowns, and was moving around and threw the ball better in the scrimmage than I had actually seen him in 707s right there in practice. I was kind of impressed, a little more impressed Saturday than I had been leading up to that.
All right, buddy. As always, we
great
really
stuff,
appreciate
Harry.
It.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Harry.
Guys.
You too.
It's almost football season. Let's
it's almost.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Talk to you Monday.
Harry Harrison with the Ole Miss Radio Network with us. We'll finish it up right after this.
Understand. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Whoa.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And here we go with the SEC and Ole Miss news. First brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The M Club has announced their Hall of Fame for the fall, and the class includes Stacey Andrews for track and field, plus football, Kenny Carlisle of baseball, Lance Lynn of baseball, Jim Poole Jr. from football, Marilyn Brooks Thomas women's basketball, Regina Thomas volleyball, and Sheila Sullivan Hickman, who played basketball as well, will get the George Lauterhaus Service Award.
God, you're talking about one big dude, Stacey Andrews. Remember him, Chucky? Offensive tackle from Arkansas.
Good group going in for the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. So kudos to all. The AP poll came out. Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia in the top five. Ole Miss found its way at number 21 in the AP poll.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you lose, what is it, 16 starters, Chuck? I can't remember how many, but the majority. I think that's fair.
Let's get into the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. It's brought to us by the Grove Collective. They enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes, giving a level of protection and the guidance of today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, football-wise, most of the players have already made their commitments leading up to their fall seasons for their high school, but there is one out there that's going to make a decision tomorrow, five-star defensive lineman Jake Kroll out of IMG. He'll make it. He pushed it up from October the 9th and to August the 12th, which is tomorrow. It was believed by most that Oklahoma was going to be the school of choice, but the tide seems to be turning the last week. Some believe that Texas is now the leader, but Ole Miss is still in there with a fighting chance. I still think it'll probably be Texas or Oklahoma, but Ole Miss is in there. And basketball, some tidbits there. Five-star prospects Caleb Holt and Caleb Gaskins appear to be at the top of the list for the Rebels in the 26th class. Both are talking about coming in for official visits this fall. Holt is a 6'5 shooting guard, the number 7 overall player. Gaskins is from Melbourne, Florida. He's a number 11 overall player, and Holt's actually from Fort Lauderdale. So a couple Floridians that Ole Miss is in the mix. And then 2026 top 20 nationally ranked Jackson Richardson out of Miami will take his official visit on October the 31st when Ole Miss faces South Carolina. So Beard is really, I mean, the recruiting, Chuck, you know, we've gone from top 150 players to top 100, mm-hmm. 50. Now it's getting on now. You know, all the guys are in on top 25, 30 national players. I didn't think we'd ever see this at Ole Miss, honestly. Not in my lifetime. Not in hoops.
That's the power of great facilities, a great head coach, and a great NIL.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the you're gonna reap the rewards. I mean, it's just the way it is.
It's gonna be interesting with the NIL. Are they gonna let them, you know, chip in money or not? They keep going back and forth.
Oh, I know.
So
they'll never stop that.
No, I don't think so either. No.
Let's finish with the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing. They're your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, do roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home or business. A GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or the website. Go visit riverlandroofing.com.
Most of basically what we've been going over for an hour. The good, Saturday's the defense played very well. Xavion Harris is proven to be almost unblockable, and I think that he's going to be the same type of anchor on that defensive line that Walter Nolan was, and I know that's saying a lot, but I got that much faith in this young man. The defensive line was very good overall. Princewell, Yamana Mellon had a great day. Cam Franklin did really good. Antonio Kite did not give up a single completion, I was told. And there weren't any injuries, just minor stuff. The bad, not so good. The offense just was not great. Too many turnovers, too much pressure on Austin Simmons. The run game was okay, but not anything beyond okay. So the offense has got work to do, and the defense just needs to keep on humming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny talking about the defensive line and people saying the star power, you know, losing with Piggies and Nolan and those guys. But I think Harris and Princewell and who else am I thinking of? Those two in particular have a chance.
Womack.
I think, but particularly Harris and Princewell, I think they got a chance to be top two round draft picks after this year. I'd argue that they don't have the star power. I still think they got it there on the D-line.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something. Don't sleep on Cam Franklin.
Yeah, but that he's dude, on down the line. He's got another year.
I know.
And they do too, but,
no, but I'm talking
Franklin's
about,
on a sophomore.
I think he can come out this year and really do some damage this year.
Yeah, I think the star power is still there on that defensive line. And that would give the defensive back some time to get adjusted and acclimated and who's going to play what, because they're going to do a lot of switching back and forth, as we've seen with T.J. Banks. And maybe we'll see with Fletcher if he gets any looks there at safety. So the D-line will solve a lot of problems there in the secondary.
Harry's told us that a lot, right? Those guys that put their hands down in the dirt make the defensive backs better.
That's right.
There's
that's
no doubt. All right, well, we'll put another show in the books. We'll come back, and we'll be another week closer to the kickoff.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.